6, 8 or 10 heads, something like that. Mm-hmm. We'd turn them in. Just stuff like that.
Say there's something that we had to do today. Just the two of us. You could say we'll have to do it, or you could say...
We couldn't put it off for sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, would you say me and you will have to do it, or you and I will have to do it? Or
we. We will have to do so and so.
Well, if you don't say we, you'd say...
I see. If you and I.
And if you're talking about some man in yourself, you say, you're going to have to do something, you'd say,
we're getting ready to do it.
But if you didn't say we, would you say
right.
He and me or he and
I? Oh, he and I will do it.
Huh?
He and I will do it, or we will.
Okay. And you say, well, he doesn't want just you or just me for this job. He needs...
both of us.
And if you knock at the door and they ask who's there, and you know they recognize your voice, you'd say, it's...
I mean, it's me.
Okay. And if it was some man, you'd say, it's...
so-and-so. Call him by his name. He would say, it's Bill or Tom or Joe.
Or they'd say, was that Bill at the door? You'd say, yeah, that was...
Bill.
Or
Joe or Tom or who it was.
Or if you didn't call his name, you'd say, yeah, that was...
That is him.
And if it's a woman, you'd say, that was...
her.
And if it's two people, that was...
It was Bill and Mary or something like that.
If you didn't call their name, you'd say, that was...
That was them.
And talking about how tall you are, you'd say, he's not as tall as...
As I am.
Or I'm not as tall as...
As he is.
And he can do that better than...
Than I can.
And... if something belongs to me, then you'd say it's...
That's mine.
Or I'd say, that's not mine, this is...
yours.
And if it belongs to both of us, it's...
ours.
And if it belongs to them?
Yes, it belonged to them.
You'd say it's not ours, it's...
it's not ours, it's theirs.
And if it belongs to him, then it's...
it's his.
And to her?
And hers.
And... if there was a group of people that was at your house and they were fixing to leave, you'd say, well, I hope
you will soon come back
and
have a nice trip.
Would you say you, just to, if you're talking to several people?
Y'all. You hear that? Y'all. Uh-huh. Y'all come.
You say y'all?
Mm-hmm. Y'all.
Would you ever say y'all to just one person?
No, I don't.
What if
I usually call them by their name.
Mm-hmm. What if there's a big group at your house and you're asking about everybody's coat, you know? You'd say, well, where are...
where is yours and where is his? And...
no, you're talking about everybody's.
Oh.
Where are
your coats?
Uh-huh. You ever say y'all's coats or you all's?
Where's coat? Y'all's coat?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we use y'all a whole lot.
And if there had been a party that you hadn't been able to go to, and you're asking about the people that had gone, you'd say, well, was at the party? You'd ask, well...
who was at the party?
Would you ever say, who all was at the party?
Who all was at the party? And did you have a good time?
Uh-huh.
Sorry I didn't get to go. And a lie like that.
Uh-huh. What if there's a group of children playing that belonged to more than one family? You'd ask about the children. You'd say, well... children are they, you'd say.
Whose children are they?
Do you ever say, who all's children?
Mm-hmm. Who all's children are they?
Uh-huh.
How many is so-and-so's, and how many is yours, and how many is somebody else's?
Uh-huh. And say if there had been a speech that you hadn't been able to hear, and you're asking about all the speaker's remarks, you know, everything he said, you'd say, well, what did he say?
What did he say?
Uh-huh.
What did he talk about?
What all did he say?